With the winter storm expected to affect the area tonight into Saturday morning with heavy snow and strong winds, law enforcement and EMS are prepared to what Mother Nature throws at them. Chippewa County Sheriff Mike Bittner says there are many factors about where his deputies are on patrol during the course of the storm. During big storms like we will be experiencing tonight, several factors come into play. The first is where is the biggest likelihood for traffic incidents. It often depends on wind direction, visibility and traffic. Usually our north and south roads are hit the worst when we have west, northwest or east winds. Then most of our accidents occur on I-75, M-129 and other N.S. roads where there are open fields. Many of our secondary roads that run through wooded areas often have better visibility, Bittner explained. Chippewa County is the second largest county, in terms of area, in the Upper Peninsula. That is a lot of responsibility for the deputies to cover. Ultimately, Central Dispatch, 911, dictates where we go during these events. When the conditions get so dangerous we have to close down roads, it is for the safety of the traveling public and for first responders, as we are often out in the middle of it, Bittner continued. Kinross EMS is one of three full-time EMS departments in the county and covers 596 square miles of Chippewa County. Sioux City EMS and Bay Mills Emergency Connection are the other two. Renee Gray, Kinross EMS director, says her first responders are ready, too. We prepare for operations during inclement weather by training and having the proper resources. Both the Kinross Station and Pickford Station have 4x4 ambulances ready to respond first for the next 48 hours. We have three crews scheduled the 24th of July 365, and we have a fourth crew scheduled in the daytime, staged at the RACO test track, Gray said. Gray said working with other departments throughout the year also prepares them for a storm like this. We train with our local fire departments to provide us with snowmobile, ATV, and rescue boggin access if needed. We monitor the weather throughout the state in order to safely provide inter-facility transfers for the hospitals. Our employees have full winter gear to protect themselves, Gray added. Both Bittner and Gray have tips to pass along to prepare for the storm. Keep extra water on hand. Be sure if you are using a generator or space heaters that you are aware of safety and hazards. Stay home and off the roads if you can, for everyone's safety. Check on your neighbors and loved ones. We all need to work together to protect and care for our vulnerable populations. Be sure driveways and pathways to your home and in your home are accessible for emergency services. Be sure your address is visible and charge devices before the storm, Gray said. Bittner's advice is more direct when the weather gets nasty. My biggest suggestion to the public is to stay home when the storm hits. Especially when we have high winds like we are expecting over the next few days, Bittner stressed.